Hello again. Well, at least three new organ CDs to share with you this month, together with a selection from the archives. The tried, tested and popular format that is Organ First Radio. Swinging us gently into the show in this merry month of May, here's the late Earl Grant on Hammond organ with his own composition, Swinging Gently. The best all-round Hammond organist, who also played piano and had a beautiful voice not unlike that of Nat King Cole. Sadly, Earl Grant died in a road accident on his way to a concert, and he was only 39 years of age. Well, that was his own composition, Swinging Gently. Now, it's funny how some organists just seem to disappear off the radar, and one such artist is Andrew Smith. For many years he was on the concert circuit and also worked in the Lewisham Organ Centre. I went on tour with him and Brian Sharp on a number of occasions and also had a hand in recording a couple of his cassettes. For one that goes back a full quarter of a century, here's Andy Smith on Technics playing The Dreaming Organist. Thank you. The Dreaming Organist played there on Technics by Andy Smith. Now, if you thought you knew that tune, then go to the top of the class if you put the name of Klaus Wunderlich to it. And that brings me neatly to the point of some important news. Any time now, there's a new double Klaus Wunderlich CD in the process of being manufactured. And I can tell you that it is, without doubt, one of the most exciting CDs of his music that has been heard for a long time. And later in the show, I'll have more details and an advanced track. Talking of new releases, let's journey to Blackpool and hear a track from Nigel Ogden's latest CD on that famous Wurlitzer organ. Nigel has called the CD Pure Nostalgia, and as he rightly states in the accompanying booklet, certain aspects of life are a bit of a rarity these days, namely a messenger boy, a steam train in the guise of the choo-choo samba, and firstly, the Whistling Bobby. Hello, hello. Whistling Bobby, The Messenger Boy and The Choo Choo Samba. Now any new recording by Nigel Ogden is going to be a surefire seller, not only from the playing standpoint but programme content as well, and this is no exception. But on this occasion, and compared with other recordings he's made at that same organ, I really think the sound engineer has not done him any favours. The beautiful clarity and fullness of this lovely Wurlitzer is not, in my humble opinion, as good as it should be, and that's a real shame. Every sound engineer approaches a session from a different standpoint, as does an organist by his selection of tone colours, particularly with this instrument that I'm sure most of us recall sounding like this. Blue Heaven, played and recorded over 50 years ago and taken from one of only two recordings that Reginald Dixon, MBE, made for Reader's Digest, and which he told me personally in the last year of his life that he considered both those Digest LPs to be the only ones in his entire output of recordings that faithfully captured the sound of the Tower organ. And I couldn't agree more. Back now with electronics and the second new release in the show this month, which also happens to be the second release of artist Ben Scott Hyde, a relative newcomer to the organ concert scene, but a talented player who's certainly beginning to pick up on the concert bookings. The CD is titled One Year On, meaning that it does so from his first CD. And once again, his choice of instrument is the Versi, the Scala GS700 to be precise. Now, if you like the sounds and styles of Mark Shakespeare, Franz Lambert and Klaus Wunderlich, then you're most certainly going to enjoy this release. Ben Scott Hyde has not set out to deliberately copy their styles, but there is very much a hint of them in some tracks. The exciting El Torillo, played on Versi Scala GS700 by Ben Scott Hyde. So far we've had pipes and electronics, but going through my collection the other day, I came across a cassette which features the Copeman Hart electronic theatre organ, basically a demonstration tape which the late William Davis was asked to make for the organ's designer, Ernest Hart. Thank you.
Hello, this is Bill Davis at the wonderful Copeman Hart Theatre Organ, and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself here this evening, experimenting with all these wonderful tone colours that Ernest has concocted. And at the outset, I must say that the action is absolutely fantastic.
Just For You and Diane, played by the late Bill Davis of Friday Night Is Music Night fame on the Copeman Hart Electronic Theatre Organ, sometime in the 70s, I'd think. Here's American organist John Duffy at an unspecified instrument, and as it's the first day of summer on the 21st of next month, I thought it'd be nice to herald it in with a little number which is titled Summer 1935. rarely heard number, Summer 1935, played by John Duffy. Earlier in the show, I spoke briefly about a new double Klaus Wunderlich CD to be released any time now. The title is going to be Sound Explosion, and it comprises of the tracks from four very rare Versi demo LPs that were never commercially released in high street shops or stores. This makes him some of the rarest of his recordings becoming available for the very first time. They were released between 1973 and 1981 and feature the Versi W248S and the Helios W2S models. In total, there are 38 tracks. Well, I can't stress how excited I am to know that these tracks are to be heard by a much wider audience than has hitherto been possible. To whet your appetite, sit back and enjoy Dobbs Boogie. Dobbs Boogie, played there by Klaus Wunderlich. So there you have it. Advanced news of Sound Explosion, a double CD available anytime soon from MSS Studios. And to make sure you get your copy, why not subscribe to the Advanced New Releases newsletter? Details right now are on the video screen. Now, there was a time when pizza parlour theatre organ recordings were all the rage, but as the novelty of having those overhyped pipe organ monsters as a means of entertainment began to wane, almost all were gotten rid of. However, some good recordings still exist. Well, they do in my collection, and here's Jonas Nordwall at the 40 Rank Wurlitzer back in 1975 in the Portland, Oregon Pizza and Pipes restaurant. The tune is one by John Denver, namely Country Boy. Jonas Nordwall and Country Boy. Now, although we didn't have the organ in the pizza parlour scene in this country, there have been a few enterprising people who have given homes to theatre pipe organs and used them as a means of attraction for a variety of things. One such place is Folly Farm in Pembrokeshire, and it was in February of last year that John Mann recorded a CD there, the organ being the one that I got to know quite well in my Manchester days when it was installed in the Gaumont Cinema in Oxford Road. Anyway, here's John Mann seated at this famous 4-manual 14-rank organ in its new home at Folly Farm with the lively Alicante. John Mann playing Alicante. Between now and the end of the show, I want to try and squeeze in not one, but two more new CDs. The ever-popular Brett Wales continues to release some very professionally performed recordings, and this latest one is certainly no exception. It has a theme to it, and it's one that turns back the clock to the days of mods and rockers, drainpipe trousers, DA haircuts, crepe-soled shoes, and the sound of Bill Haley. Yes, the days of rock and roll. Brett has gathered together 14 of some of the well-known tunes of that era, and with the new VersiLuva GS100, a Tyros 2 and a couple of other keyboards, he's produced a CD that'll certainly get your memory of those days going into overdrive. OK, the jukebox is in the corner. Go make your selection. Thank you. I Got a Woman, a track from the very latest offering by Brett Wales. This is truly a great collection of oldies but goodies from the age of rock and roll, and although you might not know some of the titles, you'll certainly know all of the tunes. Tunes such as This Old House, Good Golly Miss Molly, That'll Be the Day, Rockin' Robin, etc., etc. I guarantee two things. Your feet will be tapping throughout the entire 14 tracks, and you certainly won't fall asleep. This is a CD with a veritable wall of sound provided by the superb-sounding Luver GS1000. Unfortunately, there's no time to include another track in today's show because we're fast running out of time. Searching for a suitable link between that new CD and the final one in today's show, which will be provided by Claudia Hirschfeld, I've chosen this one by the late Jackie Brown, who made an LP at the Granada Tooting Organ, which comprised in total of tunes associated with the railway and steam trains in particular. Each of the tracks was linked together with authentic train FX tracks, and if you don't have that LP, then you might like to know that it was reissued not so long back on the Pipe Organ Presentations label, coupled, if you'll pardon the pun, with another famous tooting session which found Robinson Cleaver at the console. From the original LP, however, this is Jackie Brown in charge of the 6-5 Special. The 6-5 Special with Jackie Brown at the controls. So what is the link between the theme of Brett Wales' new release, the 6-5 Special, and the track I've chosen from the new release by Claudia Hirschfeld? 6-5 Special was a BBC television pop show of the late 50s. It was produced by Jack Good, who had a falling out with the Beeb over the show's content and subsequently moved over to ITV, where a new show, which he called Oh Boy, was given a national slot on Saturday evenings from 6 to 6:30 p.m. in direct competition with 6-5 Special, but starting slightly earlier. Now, the resident organist on Oh Boy was a lady by the name of Cherry Wainer. Hootsmon with Cherry Wainer at the Hammond Organ. Now, on Claudia Hirschfeld's latest CD titled Colours, which she's recorded on her new Roland Atelier AT900C, she pays tribute to Cherry Wainer with this version of The Happy Organ.
Oh!
The Happy Organ, just one of 12 tracks from the very latest CD by Germany's very own top female recording artist, Claudia Hirschfeld. The sound is quite a departure from what we've come to expect from this fabulous artist, because gone is the Versi organ range, and in its place is the Roland Atelier, which I have to say I do prefer. This latest CD has a whole range of tunes to suit everyone, including a delightful and lengthy version of Tales from the Vienna Woods, the old favourite in a Persian marketplace, the Haydn Symphony No. 84, a couple of her own compositions, and Tico Tico, played as a tribute to the great Klaus Wunderlich. Speaking of whom, next month would have been his 80th birthday, and I'm going to devote the entire show to his recordings, so don't miss it. Full details of Claudia's new CD is on the video screen, and believe me, you'll want to have a copy in your collection. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, till this time, next month, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.